Philadelphia is on track to record fewer than 300 homicides for a third consecutive year. Though, as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, anti-violence activists are far from satisfied.
With just over a week left in 2015, Philadelphia police have recorded 269 slayings. That total is higher than 2014 and 2013, which each ended with fewer than 250 homicides, historic lows. Dorothy Johnson Spite founded Mothers in Charge after her son was killed in 2001. She says the city is still too violent.
It's always significant when we have a reduction in homicides in the city. However, to place 300 as the number that we're happy that it's below, I still have a problem with, because 300 families, 300 individuals have lost their life to senseless violence.
Scott Charles, trauma outreach coordinator with Temple University Hospital, agrees.
We become somewhat inured to the level of violence. I mean, it wasn't so long ago that we can recall having 400 homicides and, you know, by comparison, 247 or 248, or if by the end of the year we have somewhere near 270 homicides, it still seems like progress.
Johnson Spite says things won't significantly change until a number of underlying issues are addressed.
A lot of the violence that we see is because people can't manage their anger, don't know how, don't have tools to do what is needed to walk away from a situation. That and the availability of guns in our city and cities across this country, that makes for the situations that we see. Poverty is another issue.
From 2007 to 2012, Philadelphia had at least 300 homicides a year. In 2007, there were nearly 400. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.